Have you ever met someone who seemed to understand you deeply, even without knowing you? That's what happened to those who met Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear the stories. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you never miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today I've prepared two amazing anecdotes that highlight one of Padre Pio's remarkable gifts, his ability to know hidden things. Now, most people know that Padre Pio often used this gift in the confessional to help people make a sincere and complete confession. But in these two stories, we see him using this gift outside the confessional, and the results left everyone stunned. Our first story comes from the book Padre Pio, Extraordinary Deeds of the Saint of the Stigmata by Laureano Benitez and Oscar Pena. Let's dive right in. Father Pasquale Cattaneo, one of Padre Pio's spiritual sons, recalled an interesting encounter. A doctor friend of his once visited Padre Pio along with a veterinarian from Bologna. Now, the reason why they came to Padre Pio was that the veterinarian's son was suspected of having a brain tumor. They brought along an x-ray of the boy's brain to show Padre Pio. After looking at it, Padre Pio told them not to worry. "Take your son back to Bologna," he said. "He is perfectly fine." But the doctor thought this was completely reckless advice. He thought to himself, "That priest is mad." He became even more convinced of this when Padre Pio placed his hand on his head and said, "You're a bit forgetful, aren't you?" Again, the doctor thought to himself, "Now I know for certain that he's completely mad." You see, the doctor prided himself on having an extraordinary memory. His memory was so good that he could recall the names of all sorts of medications with very unusual names. So being called forgetful made no sense. I imagine he was even slightly offended by this. But after the visit, something occurred to him. He suddenly remembered that earlier that day, he had stopped for a coffee, and not having the right change, he handed the cashier a 10,000 lira note. The change had been placed on the counter, but the doctor walked away without picking it up. When he rushed back to the cafe, the cashier claimed that the change had already been given. No amount of explaining could convince him otherwise. Reflecting on the situation later, the doctor said, "It wasn't Padre Pio who was mad, it was me. I paid 10,000 lira for a 30 lira coffee." End of our first story. That single encounter wasn't just about some forgotten money or a medical diagnosis. It was about a soul being gently but firmly guided back to humility. Padre Pio saw through the surface into the heart, and with just a few words, he pierced the armor of pride to reveal a path of deeper trust in God. This is what makes Padre Pio's presence so extraordinary. He doesn't just console us in our suffering, he challenges us, uplifts us, and leads us to grow in holiness. At Following Padre Pio, we believe that same grace and guidance can reach you today. That's why we created the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. It's a way for you to take spiritual action in your own life. By joining, you invite this great saint's powerful intercession into your life through our apostolate. His mission is to comfort troubled hearts, and by becoming part of this program, you open yourself to his blessings and support. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll receive spiritual benefits such as regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to Padre Pio's legacy, and a community united in prayer. You'll also receive meaningful gifts, like a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive resources, all reminders of his presence in your life. Padre Pio continues to lead souls to God. Will you take the next step and invite his grace and guidance into your life? Simply click the link to the join page in the description below to set up your monthly gift and experience his powerful intercession firsthand. Now, our second story comes from the Padre Pio prayer group of Uruguayana. Listen to this. A woman once wrote a letter to Padre Pio on behalf of her brother. She had confessed to Padre Pio on several occasions and had great faith in his spiritual advice. In the letter, she asked Padre Pio for guidance regarding her brother's career decision. When her brother returned from the war, he couldn't decide whether to continue his military career or start a business. Now, here's the fascinating part. In the letter, she explained her brother's situation, but never mentioned his name, address, or military rank. Yet, almost immediately, her brother received a letter back from Padre Pio, and it contained his full name, exact address, military rank, and even regiment. Details his sister had never written in the letter. Padre Pio told him not to worry about which path to choose. Either way, he would succeed. But he also added something deeper. He said that the Lord would treat him the way he treated the soldiers under his command. The woman was amazed by Padre Pio's words. She had never known that her brother had always treated his soldiers like a father, caring for them personally, especially when they were sick or wounded. All the men under his command held him in the highest regard. And, just as Padre Pio had said, after the war, he succeeded in all his endeavors. And with that, the story concludes. Once again, we see how Padre Pio was a channel of grace, able to see into hearts, reveal hidden truths, and guide people with a wisdom that clearly didn't come from this world. So today, whatever you're facing, bring it to prayer. Ask Padre Pio to intercede and trust that God sees far more than we ever could. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to click the notification bell, and we'll see you in the next video.